This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In the 1989 movie Field of Dreams, a farmer named Ray builds a baseball diamond in a cornfield in eastern Iowa, and it attracts magical visits from famous players like Shoeless Joe Jackson, star of the Chicago White Sox from more than a century ago. Tonight, Major League Baseball is recreating the movie. In a way, the White Sox and Yankees will play on the site where the movie was filmed. As Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, baseball is counting on some movie magic to help it overcome declining attendance and low television ratings.
The movie Field of Dreams is basically a celebration of baseball. The character played by James Earl Jones really brings that message home.
It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again.
Major League Baseball is hoping this game reminds people of that, because baseball is no longer America's favorite team sport. Attendance at games hit a high in 2007 and has been declining ever since. Tonight's game is designed to tap into nostalgia with old-style uniforms and a manual scoreboard. It'll also reference the movie.
We have a pathway for the players out in right field for them to kind of enter the field through the corn.
Chris Marinac is Chief Operations and Strategy Officer for Major League Baseball. He said this game is meant to stand out from the other 161 the teams will play in a season.
This isn't just your everyday, you know, baseball game. It's something much more than that.
It needs to stand out because with streaming and social media, baseball has a lot of competition. And its core audience?
Oh, it's old. It's like me.
Andrew Zimbalist is 73. He studies sports economics at Smith College. And he's right. Older people do like baseball. Young kids do as well. But people who are 18 to 45, the most coveted audience, they don't watch as much. If baseball tried to create an event that specifically targeted them, Zimbalist says,
it might look rather awkward and contrived. Instead, they're hoping to make this a must-see event for older people.
In the hopes that they convince their children and grandchildren to watch as well. But Nola Aga, a professor of sports management at the University of San Francisco, isn't sure it's going to work.
Is it going to be cool and great? And are the decision makers who decide to do it, are they going to be thrilled? And is it going to, you know, give them all those cool tinglies from when they were kids? Sure. I'm just not sure it's long-term going to do anything for the game of baseball.
It's an expensive gamble for Major League Baseball, which spent $5 million constructing the field. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.